One question in Ask Catherine, a question about MF Global making people nervous about leaving precious metals in depositories. Do I think gold money is safe in the long run? The answer is yes, I do think gold money is safe in the long run. At the same time, what I've been describing is a series of efforts by the financial system and the government to constantly compromise people's rights, and certainly MF Global was an example of a real compromising of rights with the help of the government and the regulators, or the tolerance of the regulators. And I think the reality is it's very important to understand there is no financial mechanism that can stand against tyranny, because ultimately if you have government and regulators acting in criminal ways, you know, there's no place that's safe other than what a community can organize or defend, including even with force. And so that's why it's so important that we not try and address tyranny with financial mechanisms, but understand that tyranny has to be dealt with collective intelligence and collective action. And it's one of the reasons I think that Lynn McTaggart's work is so important. Anyway, but to just wrap up this question, there are numerous depositories that I think are remarkably safe under the circumstances. Gold money is one of them. There's another that you can look into where you can leave precious metals anonymously. They have a website. It's in Austria. It's called DasSafe. You can take a look at that as well. But I think there are many mechanisms to do so. Yes, you can always keep physical gold at home, but you know, at some point, I think all things balance, and I trust gold money and DasSafe and arrangements like that a lot more than, unfortunately, some of my neighbors. So, in all things balance, and I think if you listen to the investment strategies or my audio seminar, Position Your Assets, I think it's very good to have diversification in where you have your assets and where you have your holdings. So a multiplicity of arrangements is best. Okay, so let me turn to our interview with